Fear is dishonest. Because fear causes you to overlook everything God has accomplished. I like the definition of fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real. You may feel alone because of the shadow that fear casts over you. You become blind to God's promises and His word as a result of the cloud it produces. Additionally, the rise of anxiety disorders, stress-related illnesses, and other health issues in modern culture is one way that fear presents itself. Stress and anxiety are both offsprings of fear. The future scares us. We dread the past. We worry about things beyond our control. And we are unable to acknowledge that most of life is beyond our control. We have no influence over our birth or death dates. When we are presented with an unfavorable diagnosis or a natural tragedy, we are reminded of our powerlessness. Jesus asks us to be at peace and tells us to do so because of this. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, says Matthew 6, verse 25. The body is more important than clothing, yet what you wear does not make life more important than food. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you, says Jesus in verse 33. Jesus is urging us to give up the false belief that we are in charge. Considering that God is in charge and we are not, He is in total command. God is already in the future, even if we can't predict it. God is already involved in the past, planning your present and your future, whereas we are unable to let go of the past. Fear is a product of the devil, but God controls the future. Worry is controlled by the devil, but the Prince of Peace is Jesus. Anxiety is a wicked creation, but comfort comes via the Holy Spirit. In Isaiah 41:10, the Lord says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Don't be alarmed, because I am your God. I will support and strengthen you. You shall be supported by my righteous hand." As believers, our faith should rule our lives rather than our fears. Worry shouldn't paralyze our lives. It should instead inspire us. Let's now pray. We thank you for your goodness, Lord, and we bless your holy name. We are grateful for all the benefits you have bestowed upon us. My understanding of your word is that you did not give us a spirit of fear. King Jesus, I'm grateful for this word. Our lack of fear is a result of your word. We won't be terrified because of what you said. Should we confront challenging circumstances head on? Help us to face the world without fear. Let's not give in to terror. Should the adversary try to utilize terror as a tool, then we reprove that spirit in the name of Jesus. Should the adversary make an effort to make us feel fearful and discouraged, we reprove that spirit in the name of Jesus. I appreciate your message in Isaiah 35. Say to those with scared hearts, be strong. The verse in chapter 4 instructs those with troubled hearts. Be at peace, your God will appear. He will show up bearing divine vengeance. He'll come to your aid. Father, I pray on behalf of all those who are hearing. We have received your word. And we won't worry. We won't feel nervous inside. Because the Almighty God's hand is over us, the Lord of hosts keeps watch over us. and the God of ages is our deliverer, we won't feel fear in our hearts. Who could be against us if God is for us? Fear has no place if God is on our side. Fear has no power over us as long as you, Lord, are here. The devil is no longer able to control us because of his defeat. You, Lord Jesus, are the source of the power to withstand worry, anxiety, and fear. Give us the courage to proclaim that Jesus Christ has not given us a spirit of fear, timidity, or cowardice in the face of adversity and in a world full of fear. But he also bestowed upon us a spirit of might, love, discernment, and self-control. I firmly believe and affirm that the Lord has bestowed upon us the grace to live a life that is marked by serenity, joy, and self-control. Father, according to Joshua 1:9, your word commands that you be strong enough with good courage. Do not be alarmed or terrified, because wherever you go, the Lord, your God, is with you. Lord Jesus, I ask that you give us the strength to resist the need to submit to fear and help us to stand. When the spirit of fear urges us to be timid and fearful, give us courage and power. We are fortunate, and we are glad that you are there for us, Lord God. Lord, we humble ourselves wherever we go. You are a strong God, and we submit to you. I ask that you will aid us in overcoming our sense of entitlement. Please help us to put any ideas to rest that suggest we are resilient due to our own fortitude. Instead, we release all of our worries, fears, cares, and concerns. Lord Jesus, we bring them all before you. We bring them before you because you are a God who watches over us constantly and who loves us deeply. Father, help us to live according to your word. May your word serve as our life's compass. Because you, Lord, won't ever abandon us, we won't be afraid when we pray in the name of Jesus. I appreciate you answering my prayer. I ask in the name of Jesus, amen.